This section of the Bread Discourse begins with an incredibly provocative question and statement. It is a puzzle that introduces one of the most provocative set of statements in the whole of the biblical tradition. Jesus' words explaining his answer to the question, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" are highly realistic. He does not make these words symbolic. Rather, it is that you eat my flesh and drink my blood. Now, part of the question that underlies the puzzle of this discourse and of this particular section, which is what it leads up to, is what does this actually mean? Generally, these statements are taken as doctrinal descriptions of what has become the doctrine of transubstantiation. That is a way of trying to interpret what Jesus means here. The church in the medieval period concluded that in the Eucharist that the bread and wine became Jesus' body and blood in their actual substance. So that the literalism of this of these statements then became the basis for a philosophical description that was itself even more realistic and literal in its hearing of these words. But the thing that becomes clear in the telling of the story is that this is not so much about substance as it is about relationship. The bread discourse has what is in effect a kind of long decrescendo. It's a long getting softer and softer and more intimate. And this is the climax of that movement of relationship. What Jesus is describing here is the intimacy of relationship that exists between himself and those who believe in him and who then eat the bread that he provides. And the understanding of the bread that was given at the feeding of the 5,000 is then made very explicit in terms of relationship. The relationship is a relationship of intimacy, and that in that intimacy, people will find spiritual life. They will find eternal life by being part of this intimate relationship with God. The words are not then pronouncements so much as they are descriptions of intimacy. So one of the key words in the middle of this is the word abide. Whoever eats my flesh will abide in me. This word meno in Greek means to remain, to stay, to be in an ongoing, intimate relationship of love and trust. You and me, I and you, I and them. It is an intimacy of contact, an intimacy of togetherness, of literally being one body, by being joined through eating flesh, drinking blood. That's the metaphor, is oneness. And whoever eats this bread, whoever enters into this relationship then, this relationship of spiritual identity, will live forever in that spirit of love, So what matters in the telling of this story is to communicate that intimacy, that love. And the climax of that, of this discourse, is Jesus saying that what he will give for the life of the world is his flesh. This is a passion prophecy, that what he will do for the life of the world is to die, that he will literally give himself for the sake of the world, for the sake of those who are in the world, those who are in relationship with him, those whom he loves. So what is happening in this climactic part of the discourse is an appeal from Jesus to his listeners to enter into that intimacy of relationship and to remain, to stay, to abide in that intimacy of connection. So why would John use such a radically realistic language here that is so offensive? One of the reasons may be that John is trying to break through the sense of alienation, separation, distance from God that was present in his culture. These words are about God in Jesus being intimately present with everyone who believes. Not distant, but close. This is also true of religious experience in terms of worship, the scriptures, the overall experience of being part of a religious community. Many religious communities are emotionally distant. They are not intimate, close. This discourse ends with an invitation to a closeness of relationship that is radically different than what was the norm in the ancient world, and also often, most of the time, today.